Tensions are flaring in the Gulf once more after another on-water incident. Three Iranian vessels have tried to block a British oil tanker passing through the Strait of Hormuz. The Iranian boats backed down when confronted by a British Royal Navy ship. British authorities are calling for calm, but the Iranian president says the British should expect retaliation after an incident in Gibraltar last week. Isabel Rowe reports.
Just a week after Royal Marines seized an Iranian oil tanker off Gibraltar, Iran might have made good on its promise of swift retaliation, blocking a British oil tanker as it tried to pass through the Straits of Hormuz.
It is escalation, it's a kind of brinkmanship, it's also signalling, and it's very dangerous.
Director of the Future of Iran Initiative at the Atlantic Council, Barbara Slavin, is among many Iranian watchers concerned about the latest developments in the Persian Gulf. British authorities say the BP-owned tanker was headed out of the Strait of Hormuz when it was surrounded by three Iranian vessels. The British Royal Navy were already following their tanker as a precaution and stepped in, claiming they positioned themselves between the Iranian boats and their own tanker before the Iranians backed down. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt.
Obviously very concerning developments. We are continuing to monitor the situation very, very carefully.
When Britain seized the Iranian oil tanker in Gibraltar, it accused Tehran of breaching EU sanctions and carrying oil to Syria. One Iranian official at the time threatened to seize a British tanker in retaliation. It worried British authorities enough to send the Navy to escort their tankers through the Strait of Hormuz, something Iranian President Hassan Rouhani scoffed at.
Are you crazy to do this much? The British have created insecurity in the seas, and they're solely responsible for everything that happens next.
Despite its threats, Iran denies any involvement in the latest incident. But word has spread in Tehran, where many residents say the British had it coming.
If you want to know my opinion, I agree with blocking the British tanker, because I think every action has a reaction.
It's the latest in a string of provocations involving Iran, including the shooting down of a US drone in the same area. The Atlantic Council's Barbara Slavin told the BBC Iran is beginning to breach some of the limits set in a 2015 nuclear deal.
It's a direct response to US efforts to choke off oil exports and to strangle the Iranian economy.
Former British Foreign Secretary and Prime Ministerial candidate Boris Johnson is willing to further increase military escorts in the Strait of Hormuz.
Well, I think it's very important that all vessels, UK flagged or otherwise, are able to use international waters in the Persian Gulf and elsewhere. Were I to be elected, I would be taking immediate advice about what extra steps we might need to protect UK vessels.
British Prime Ministerial candidate Boris Johnson, ending Isabel Rowe's report.